It's 8:40 on this Wednesday morning with the Musers. A reminder, the new episode of the Musers, the podcast, dropped this morning. The title is Brady Bunch Makeout Session. You can download it on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We now have 33 of these episodes out. Check out the back catalog as well of the Musers, the podcast, this week's edition, Brady Bunch Makeout Session. All right. The Winter Olympics are in the books. We're looking ahead now to the Summer Games in L.A. 2028. Let's open the studio door and welcome in Georgia's old swim coach, Marge.
Hi, George. Look at her. Here she is.
Hi, Marge.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Fine.
I was hoping to catch that Tim Kalishaw here. What day is he in here?
Well, pigskin panel's over. Football season's over.
Oh, no. This is a Wednesday without Tim Kalishaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, that's okay. I've got more than enough eye candy when I look over here to my left. I'm seeing big George Dunham in my midst.
Well, thanks, Marge. That's really sweet.
I tell you, I'm so happy that these fraud Winter Olympics are out of the way.
Fraud?
Yes. So that now we can focus on true Olympics. And true Olympics always include swimming.
Yeah, your specialty.
Swimming, yes. Women. Yes, these Winter Olympics are for fake athletes who like figure skating costumes way too much. That's what it's all about with them, is these costumes.
Well, there's a lot more to the Winter Olympics than just figure skating.
Yes, there's also the two-man luge, which I tried to convince George to do with me this year.
You can't just join the Olympics and try out a luge.
So I could get in some much-needed snuggle time with him. Because I haven't cuddled with anything other than a diseased coyote in 17 years.
Oh, no. Stay away from those coyotes.
17 years. Oh. Do you know what it's like to get contact mange from a coyote just because you want a little love?
That's terrible.
I miss your touch, George.
I never touched you.
Even when it was punches, I miss your touch.
Oh, that's terrible.
No,
he had a temper back then.
I never punched you. I never knew you. I didn't know who you were.
For some of your viewers who don't know who I am, I am George's high school swim coach.
Nope.
And we had something of a relationship.
All of this is false.
We were 5 minutes away from taking the bus to the Olympics.
Wow.
When George stood our team up and you left us when we were ready to go win the gold. We were ready to win it all. We were a shoe-in for that particular Olympics.
No.
And you didn't show up to the bus, all because you found some girl from a rival high school who didn't put up too much resistance to all the head pushing.
She believed
all those dire medical warnings about the complications from blue balls. She bought it hook, line, and sinker.
This is all made
up. And so you chose that over winning the gold.
George, you said a gold medalist.
How could you do that to us, George?
I didn't. In your reality, this is what, the 84 Olympics?
And I was so in love with you, George. So in love. I even left my fiance for George.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Because you were so talented. You were so talented.
I didn't swim in high school.
You could swim. Oh. Now, George, I wish you could have seen how well he could swim.
I would have loved
it
to.
It was unbelievable.
Wasn't that great?
Unbelievable. He could swim 50 knots.
Oh, wow.
Yes, very fast. Very fast. But that, it wasn't just your skill that I was impressed with. It was your physical gifts. You should have seen him in his swim trunks. Oh,
he never
my God.
Saw me
Even
in my...
thinking about it now, my privates almost have sensations.
That's the best you can hope for these days.
I mean, I don't know what you filled out those swim trunks something fierce. You look like you had an epileptic mama set dancing around in those shorts. What was going on there?
Nothing.
And the crazy thing, he experienced no shrinkage.
Wow.
There was no shrinkage.
None.
No shrinkage in the pool. I mean, this man was hung more than a Simi Valley jury.
Right.
It was incredible. drove my lady parts crazy.
Okay, I didn't know you, and if I did, you should not be looking at a swim.
But I'm here
like that.
For a very particular reason, George.
All right.
I'm getting the old swim team back together.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't on it, so I don't know what you're doing
you
here.
You were too. You were too. You were in that team, and you were in my bed. You were in both of those places.
No, I wasn't.
Yes. Speaking of swimmers, George introduced quite a few little swimmers to my life.
Oh, gosh.
We were so hot and heavy. Oh. The culture was different back then. Yeah. It didn't quite frown upon coach and student relationships.
It sure did. We had
and culture didn't quite frown upon that student severing the coach's spine by pushing her off the high dive over a drained Olympic pool closed for renovation.
Oh, no.
Gosh. Yes.
That's what happened?
And culture didn't quite frown upon a certain Dunham-esque student spitting down on the broken body of a coach. Lying down in an empty pool.
What? That's what
before
put you...
delivering the menacing line of good riddance swim diddler in a tight shot.
Gosh.
That zoomed in on the Manson-esque swastika he had carved in his own forehead.
Wow, there was a tight shot. So that's how you ended up in the chair.
That's
I never
how
heard
I
that
ended
story.
Up in the chair. Yeah. That boy. Fateful time when we tried to make love on the high dive and didn't work out for me.
You don't hold it against him.
But I'm asking you, please,
happen.
George. Nay, I'm begging you. Can you please rejoin me and Curtie Waltersdorf and C.B. Erickson to get the team back together?
Okay, well, they were from different parts of the country, and they weren't around
here. We were such a strong team, and you were our anchor.
That's very anchor. Typical of an Olympic team from different parts of the country.
Well, I know, but she's just bringing up – somehow she knows – kids from my childhood, but no, I'm not getting back together with
you. If you won't get the team back together with me and win the Olympics, I beg you, please let me have a roof over my head for one night.
Why is that my responsibility?
Because you're the most successful of all my students.
I wasn't your student.
C.B. Erickson hasn't done well.
You don't know that.
Curtie Waltersdorf, I see him in soup lines.
No, he's done well in insurance.
So
I think.
I'm asking you, please, just let me live in your tack shed or your horse barn, which are strange items for a guy that has no horses to even
well,
have.
Well, I don't have either
but
one of them.
But you just had to build out that huge palatial property,
okay.
Big timing everyone with a 100-mile square radius.
George, let her come over for a night. All she wants is a night.
Can I at least live in your go-kart airplane hangar?
I certainly don't
he
have
He has
one
over
of those.
1,000 go-karts that he's never run before.
That's not true.
Maybe your crypto mining data center. Maybe I could stay in that
oh,
on your
that's
property.
That's definitely not true. I have no idea what you're
Please,
talking
George,
about.
George, I know it's hard for you to believe, but I'm not doing so well.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I haven't had a solid bowel movement in 20 years, George.
Oh, no. Terrible.
All right, we're going to get you some help.
Bye, George! But,
okay.
Bye, Marge.
Bye. There goes Marge, the swim coach. Not my swim coach. 8:48 on the ticket.